Good morning. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the World News. The headlines. US President Donald Trump invites Prime Minister Narendra Modi to join Board of Peace for Gaza. UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan to visit India today. Poland's Deputy Prime Minister Radoslaw Sikorski to meet External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar in New Delhi. 56th annual meeting of World Economic Forum set to begin in Davos, Switzerland today. At least 21 people killed after two high-speed trains collide in Spain. And in men's cricket, New Zealand beat India by 41 runs in the third ODI to clinch the series 2-1. US President Donald Trump has invited Prime Minister Narendra Modi to be part of the Board of Peace that will work towards bringing lasting peace to Gaza. US President has sent a letter to Mr. Modi in this regard, which was shared on the social media by US Ambassador to India Sergio Gore. We have a report.
In his letter, Mr. Trump said it is his great honor to invite the Prime Minister to join him in an effort to solidify peace in the Middle East and, at the same time, to embark on a bold new approach to resolving global conflict. The US President unveiled the board as part of the second phase of a ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas in the Gaza Strip. In October, Israel and militant group Hamas agreed to Trump's peace plan. Mr. Trump's Board of Peace is being projected by Washington as a new international body to usher in peace and stability in Gaza and beyond. In his letter to Mr. Modi, Trump mentioned his September 29 announcement about a comprehensive plan to end the Gaza conflict as well as his 20-point roadmap to bring peace to the Middle East. The 20-point plan includes making Gaza a de-radicalized, terror-free zone that does not pose a threat to its neighbors. Ashish Abraham for World News.
United Arab Emirates President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan will pay an official visit to India today at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The visit is expected to provide an opportunity for the two leaders to further advance the India-UAE comprehensive strategic partnership and exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. We have more from our correspondent.
Sheikh Mohammed is visiting India at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and this is his third official visit to the country since becoming the UAE president and his fifth visit in the past decade. The trip builds on recent high-level exchanges, including visits by Abu Dhabi Crown Prince Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan in 2024 and Dubai Crown Prince and UAE Deputy Prime Minister Sheikh Hamdan bin Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum in 2025. The visit comes as India and UAE seek to expand cooperation on trade, investment, defense and energy, reflecting strong and growing economic ties underpinned by frameworks such as the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement. The talks are expected to cover regional and global issues of mutual interest, including developments in West Asia, where India and the UAE share a high degree of convergence. Vinod Kumar, Akashwani News, Dubai.
Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Affairs Minister of Poland, Radoslaw Sikorski, will meet External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar in New Delhi today. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jayaswal said that engagements of Mr. Sikorski are focused on furthering the strategic partnership between India and Poland. Mr. Sikorski is on a three-day visit to India. The Syrian government has announced an immediate nationwide ceasefire with the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces, SDF, taking almost full control of the country. The ceasefire is a part of a broader 14-point agreement that will see the SDF integrated into Syria's military and state institutions. Speaking in Damascus, President Ahmed al-Shara said that the deal would allow Syrian state institutions to reassert control over three eastern and northern governorates. It follows a meeting between al-Shara and the U.S. Special Envoy to Syria, Tom Barrack, in Damascus. Barrack praised the agreement as a step towards a unified Syria. The agreement also reaffirms Syria's participation in the U.S.-led coalition against Islamic State. This is Akashwani. You are listening to The World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. The 56th annual meeting of the World Economic Forum is set to begin in Davos, Switzerland today. We have a detailed report on this.
More than 3,000 global leaders are attending the 56th annual meeting of the World Economic Forum. Over 100 Indian CEOs are in the Swiss town, along with a large government delegation, to take part in the five-day talk fest. Union ministers, including Ashwini Vaishnaw, Prahlad Joshi and K. Ram Mohan Naidu, are expected to participate and also hold bilateral meetings, while chief ministers of Maharashtra, Andhra Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Assam and Jharkhand will showcase their respective states for prospective investors. There are pavilions of various state governments as well, including Karnataka, Uttar Pradesh, Kerala and Telangana. India's impressive economic growth continues to capture global attention with significant strides across key sectors, solidifying its position as a leading player on the world stage. This upward trajectory underscores India's growing appeal as a prime destination for global investment, driven by strategic policy initiatives, a thriving business ecosystem, and enhanced international competitiveness. Renu Kataria for World News.
India is set to reach a per capita income of $4,000 by 2030, enabling its transition to an upper middle income country, according to a State Bank of India research report. The report said India's growth performance has strengthened over the past decade. Its percentile rank in global real GDP growth rose from the 92nd to the 95th percentile, placing it firmly among the world's fastest growing economies. 8 European countries, Germany, Denmark, Finland, France, the Netherlands, Norway, Sweden and the United Kingdom, have said that tariff threats undermine transatlantic ties and risk a dangerous downward spiral. A joint statement from these countries expressed commitment to strengthening Arctic security as a shared transatlantic interest and offered support to the people of Greenland. In a joint statement, the 8 European nations said that as members of NATO, they stand in full solidarity with the Kingdom of Denmark and the people of Greenland. The joint statement by the 8 European nations came after US President Donald Trump announced a 10% import tariff on these countries from the 1st of February, citing their opposition to US control of Greenland. At least 21 people have been killed and dozens more injured following a collision between two high-speed trains in southern Spain last evening. According to the rail network operator, the incident happened near the town of Adamuz when a high-speed train derailed and crashed into a neighboring track. A second train traveling in the opposite direction also derailed. Emergency services said at least 73 people were seriously injured as rescue crews continue to remove people trapped in the derailed carriages. In men's cricket, New Zealand defeated India by 41 runs in the third ODI in Indore last night. With this, the Black Caps clinched the three-match series 2-1. Darrell Mitchell was adjudged the player of the match and the player of the series as well. In the series decided played yesterday, India could score only 296 runs in 46 overs while chasing a target of 338 runs set by New Zealand. Virat Kohli scored his 85th international century, but the men in blue struggled to keep up after losing 4 wickets in just 13 over. Earlier, put into bat first, the visitors posted 337 for 8 in the stipulated 50 overs. The second leg of the Women's Premier League WPL cricket will commence today in Vadodara, Gujarat. In the first match of the Vadodara leg, home team Gujarat Giants will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru at the BCA Stadium. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Spriti Mandana led Royal Challengers Bengaluru are currently leading on the points table with 8 points, having won 4 out of 4 matches. Ashley Gardner led Gujarat Giants, on the other hand, are third on the tally with 4 points. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. US President Donald Trump invites Prime Minister Narendra Modi to join Board of Peace for Gaza. UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan to visit India today. Poland's Deputy Prime Minister Radoslaw Sikorski to meet External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar in New Delhi. 56th annual meeting of the World Economic Forum set to begin in Davos, Switzerland today. At least 21 people killed after two high-speed trains collide in Spain. And in men's cricket, New Zealand beat India by 41 runs in the third one-day international to clinch the series 2-1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.